Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
If you feel vulnerable today, you are in the best possible place you can be. And I don't mean in this room. I mean at a place of state in your spirit, because in our weakness, what does God's word say? He is made strong in me. I love the Message Bible. I am sufficient. I am sufficient. In fact, I believe it says, I am totally sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am totally sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. That's why you can come boldly before the throne, and you come running up into Daddy's big swimming pool in his backyard of anointing, and you jump into that pool of anointing, and you say, Daddy, I'm not getting out of the pool until you saturate me, because there's a great work you want to do in my life. I'm not getting... Have you ever had a kid in a pool you couldn't get him out? That's the picture. Daddy, I'm not getting out until I get saturated. Well, here's what he's telling you. Here's the word from the Lord. I really believe this. Dive in, baby. Get in head first. Get in head first. And swim as long as you like. Because your Father is in the house. And he's here to meet your every need. And he said, and this is what he's saying. You did come boldly today. Because of that, I am going to anoint. What does Isaiah 61 say? For the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Why? Because I am desperately bold before him today. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. And then I'm going to go down just a few verses, and I want you to repeat after me. This is the year, of the Lord's favor, for my family. This is the year of the Lord's favor for my family. Now, I don't think you mean that yet. This is the year of the Lord's favor for my family. So take back.
Yes.
Listen to me. Take back what you surrendered. The enemy hasn't even got the authority to steal it. We had to unprotect it. We had to leave it vulnerable. If he got it, it's because we left it vulnerable. You understand that? He has no authority, his power, but he has no authority. If it's gone, it's because we've made it vulnerable. Go back into the enemy's camp boldly and take back what we surrendered to the enemy today. Lord, today I'm going into the enemy's camp and I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me because I made it vulnerable.
Hallelujah.
Because I made it vulnerable. But this time I'm going to protect it. Let me tell you something. You got children, you got grandchildren. You got a spouse, you got a family. In Jesus' name, we take back our families. There's nothing more precious than our families. In Jesus' name, we take back our families. We take back our children and our grandchildren. We take back our marriages. Wow, don't you dare surrender that marriage. Don't you dare surrender that marriage. Don't you dare surrender that marriage. Now, that doesn't mean you can help it if the other person makes the decision to surrender the marriage. But then you've got yourself a Jesus that sweeps in, and he will become your bride, your groom, whatever you need him to be. Don't get mad at me because I said bride. He'll become whatever you need him to be. In the moment of loneliness, you can just cuddle up next to that Jesus. Cuddle up next to him, and the Spirit of the living God will fill you, and he'll fill that void. Father, we came boldly before you today, and I sense a great move has been done. I sense that a great work has been done in the house of St. Charles River Church today, because this is your house of prayer, and you've called us in. You told us to be bold. We got bold, and you said yes. Here is the anointing that you sought for. Here is Solomon. When God asked him, you can ask for anything you want. You can ask for any treasure. I'll give it to you. What did Solomon say? Lord, give me wisdom in how to rule your people. And God said, I'll honor you. Not only will I give you the wisdom to rule your people, he said, I'll give you wealth like you've never experienced before. See, God gave him more than he asked for. There were 12 baskets full left over, weren't there, with the loaves and fishes? God gave more than what was needed, and he'll do that in you. He'll do more and more. He is a God of excess of blessing. He is a God of excess of presence. He is a God of excess of love. He is the God of excess of mercy. He is the God of excess of grace. He is the God of excess of forgiveness. Okay, God just spoke through that. Some of us in this room don't know how to forgive somebody. We've said that we don't know how to forgive them. He's the God of excessive forgiveness. Not about you forgiving somebody. It's about him forgiving them through you and setting you free. Get that picture. He's the God of excessive. Father, in Jesus' name, for those that are having trouble or struggling or actually not wanting to forgive in this room, teach them that the forgiveness, show them in their spirit, the forgiveness isn't about making cheap the offense. In fact, Lord, show them, truly show them, that if forgiveness is required, it actually speaks to how high the level of offense really is. Because you see, they could never get it right. They could never make it right. And it can only take an act of mercy, grace, and compassion to say, I forgive mercy to you. I give mercy to you. Do you know that's what Jesus did for you at the cross? You get that picture? You get that picture? Don't steal what's already, God gives givers to give. He gave us forgiveness to do what? Forgive others. That's right. Father, in Jesus' name, we shout hallelujah for what the Lord has done in this place. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the work you've begun. It's not over. Everybody shout, it's not over. It ain't done. Keep it going. In Jesus' name. This is the year of the Lord's favor from my family. In Jesus' name. Now give the Lord a huge hand, guys. Come on. Come on. Give him your very best. Give him your very best. Shout to the Lord. Your voice of triumph. Shout to the Lord. Yes. Amen. Everybody turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 8, verse 34 through 37. I want to talk with you for just a few minutes about a real definition of success. God's word is clear about what really matters, and it's the eternal. We talk about that all of the time. And I want to say before all the graduates leave, congratulations. Go have a great party today. Don't get on a four-wheeler. That's all I'm saying. No four-wheelers today. Okay, so enjoy, but don't party too hard. Real definition of success. And this is Jesus calling Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you don't know the Bible well, if you're a first-time attender or you're just not real familiar, there's the New Testament, there's the Old Testament. Old Testament tells all the of the history leading up to Messiah carrying the seed, the people of Israel carrying the seed. The New Testament is about the seed has arrived through Mary. His name is Yeshua, a little boy, a carpenter's son. He is born. He is 30 years of age when he starts his ministry. And at the age of 30, he only lived 33 years, a total. So if you're not familiar with it, I want to just catch you up to speed a little bit of that. Some of you, that's You've heard that all of your life. And I had a lady come up to me and say one time, don't ever assume we know everything that you're talking about. So I just want to bring you in to, up to speed. Here we go. This is the master speaking. He said, then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples. Of course, this is Mark writing. And he said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me, for the gospel, will save it. Go on. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Just leave it right there, just for a second. I just jokingly said, and Pam had a great comeback, when do they get the keys to the new cars? Because you see, that's kind of the thing here on earth. It's the thing that we love to chase. The goals. For some of us that when we hit, by the time we hit 30, we're talking to Carl and Kelly and Pastor Carl and Kelly and wanting to talk to them about, you know, those retirement years, how we set up those savings plans, those bonds, what's great investments. And we talk about the more important things in our investments. What are the safe things? What are the truly risky things that are less risky? And we get into all of the this world's priorities, and we get wrapped up in those things, and we save for this world, and we plan for this world as if somehow it's ours to take with us. And by the way, those are still healthy things because people are living longer. We should prepare for the future. Those are healthy things to live, but in a perspective, let me just say this. I would rather have the keys to my father's house than my daddy's new car. You get that? And Jesus says, if you want to be a part of me, prioritize me. You know, we've said this for 18 years now at St. Charles River Church. It's one of the earliest things I taught on back at the school and in the parks. There's two ways of living life. There's either God's way, which is the ultimate definition of righteousness, or as Elvis and Frank Sinatra sang, my way. By the way, the ultimate definition of destruction. Think about that. I mean, that's what God's word says. It will lead, it's a path of destruction. And what Jesus is saying, and he's trying to teach, he's called them to him. Actually, the beginning of the verse says, he called them to him. Come here, come here, come here. I want to tell you something. This is worth telling you. And it's this. Seniors, by the way, the ultimate graduation is when you hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Somebody said to me this morning, Pastor Harvey's not here. He's at a graduation. And I went, because graduation is a great thing. I'm like, it's not his graduation. He's not attending his own graduation. No. He's at a grandkids, you know, graduation. And I jokingly said that. But the truth is, the ultimate graduation is well done. Did you see the honors that were up here, the gifts that were given out? What do you think happens in heaven? When we ultimately graduate into the presence of the King, welcome home. You graduated. You've run the race. You've succeeded. And that's the ultimate definition of success. For what good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Listen to this. This Gina read this to me yesterday out of the Message Bible, calling. I think this is the one here. It's actually the Message, same scripture. Leave that up there, by the way. It's okay. Same scripture, out of the Message Bible. Calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said. So you get to it. He's not just calling them to him. He's saying, come and join my followers. Come and be a follower of me. That's what he's really doing here. He's not just calling them to him. He's calling them with him. And he says, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. Somebody just quoted it. They know it well. Has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Oh my. I mean, there's no doubt Jesus is saying, I am in charge. Real success is less of you, more of me. Total success is all of me, and you die to you. That's what Jesus is teaching here. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. What does he mean by that? Well, Jesus taught earlier, he said, anyone who follows me will have trouble. You will have trouble. Next words, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. Just for you. This is for your good. It's what we were sharing a while ago during worship. Pastor Mike, you and the band, man, you took us someplace. The Spirit of the living God was on you guys. And it was just, oh my goodness, the power of God was falling in this place. And God spoke this through me. You know, run to Him. He is, and be bold before Him. Don't run from suffering. Run to Jesus. Embrace it. Follow me and I will show you how. You're Missourians, aren't you? You are Missourians, right? He said, follow me. I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. I love it. Self-sacrifice is the way. My way to saving yourself. Your true self. Whoa. Did you catch that? Not who you are, but who I am in you. That's who you're saving. And he says, what good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What could you ever trade your soul for? So let me just encourage you seniors, and let me encourage us in this room, that as we wrap this service up, remember, we are fighting the good fight. We are keeping the faith. There is laid up for us a crown of righteousness for His name's sake. And one day we will face Him. And I cannot wait. I am absolutely, absolutely convinced we'll be so giddy when we see Him, when we graduate into His presence. I am convinced we'll be giddy because we will see those, we're going to see the Master. We're going to, you know, I love those people. When I get up there, I'm going to ask St. Peter something. Really? Yeah. You care about that? You really care about that? You know, and I've had actually people say, I'm going to, if he goes to heaven, I am really going to be mad. That's not right. You better check on you first. You know, seriously, we better check on us if we hate that bad. Well, I don't hate him. I just don't want to ever look at him again. I did a wedding one time, honest to God. I did a wedding in this auditorium, and I had to stop a step grandfather from showing his face to the grandmother because he had remarried. It wasn't a pretty thing. I mean, she was pretty, but it wasn't a, so just so you know, I'm not talking about the woman. The situation wasn't a pretty thing. I had to hide step grandpa because grandma hates him. Oh, spirit filled, loving God, Christian, you know, just loving Jesus. She was worshiping, you know, but she, don't you show me. This is what she said to me. If you let me see that man's face, I will leave this wedding. Do you know the funny stuff pastors deal with? In this auditorium, if you show me his face, I will leave here. Now that girl goes to church. She's been in church for 60, 70 years. I'm just saying, the real definition of success is dying to me and living gloriously in him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you that you will so saturate us with your value system today for tomorrow's purpose, for your glory. In Jesus' name. And every believer said, amen.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.